This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
This is episode 215 of Job Search Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. And welcome. This is an interesting question that someone posed. It involves their having taken a job where they're underemployed, in their opinion, and whether they need to wait it out for a year before looking for something else. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you never have to go through this. But there's some really interesting advice here that I think will be helpful to you whether you're in a position like this or not. And by the way, my other show, No BS Job Search Advice Radio, has a years of it. I'm doing a year's worth of material on answering tough interview questions. All the obnoxious ones plus brain teasers. It just started on January 1st. Come on in, subscribe to the show. And by the way, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/The Big Game Hunter. Now, let's get going. Someone wrote to me with a question, and as the subject says, should I stay in a job where I'm very underemployed for at least a year if I don't want to damage my resume? Here's the extra detail. I'm 40. I'm earning $14 an hour in a job as a social media manager for a small company on Long Island. I'm being told that I need to stay in this job for at least a year before looking for a better job. The position is an unchallenging dead end with no advancement opportunities. Why should I stay? Well, let me start off with something simple. And actually, the simple answer is there's no reason you should stay. The however is, I'm wondering whether you have the skills and experience yet to command more money. Because why didn't you get a job paying more than $14 an hour if you had those skills and experiences? Now, the real question is, how can you get them? If it's not at your current job, where can you get them? What training can you get? What can you do on the side to beef up your capabilities? Because it's not about the staying there for a year stuff. That's the kind of crap that agencies tell job hunters that no longer applies. What really matters is, why was it necessary to take a $14 an hour job doing this at a firm with a dead end? Why were you unable to get something better? Now, usually there are two reasons. One is lack of skills. Number two is, you know, lack of job search skills, which is what Job Search Coaching HQ is about. And you can visit the site, you can get a sense of what how I help people. But there you get one-on-one coaching, so that you're not just simply learning through trial and error and getting stuck. You know, at least the job search side of this is handled. I can't help you become excellent at what your real career is, but I can help you with the job search. So again, there are two reasons. There's no reason to stay. However, there may be reasons why you got stuck in this role that makes sense to look at and what you can do to correct them. Because it's not about the company. It's really about you at this point. What you can do to get stronger, both in terms of your career and in terms of your job search skills. I'm Jeff Altman. Hope you found this helpful. Again, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, a site with curated advice in video, podcast, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting are there. Plus, you can ask me questions, and I'll help you.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free.
the ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.